The Anthropic situation is genuinely layered, and I want to make sure we give it the complexity it deserves. Here's the architecture. The U.S. government, under Export Control Authority, blocked access to Anthropic's most advanced AI models, Fable 5 and Mythos 5, for users outside the United States. That's the export ban part. But negotiations between Anthropic and the White House over how to handle this failed, meaning no deal was reached to create carve-outs or managed access frameworks.
Now, UK Prime Minister Starmer and Canadian Prime Minister Carney are heading to the G7 summit specifically to confront the Trump administration on this. Both the UK and Canada consider themselves close allies who should not be caught up in export restrictions designed to prevent adversaries from accessing cutting-edge AI. There's a reasonable argument that treating UK and Canadian researchers and businesses the same as, say, Chinese state actors in terms of AI access restrictions is both counterproductive and alliance damaging.
The counter-argument from the administration's perspective is that once you create ally exemptions, you create pressure to add more exemptions, and the models can migrate through intermediaries to exactly the destinations you're trying to restrict them from. That's not an unreasonable security concern. The problem is that blanket restrictions without a clear framework for trusted partner access are creating real economic and research disruption among countries that are genuinely aligned with U.S. interests.
And then Anthropic's workaround, which is fascinating from a policy design perspective. They're implementing a new identity verification policy taking effect July 8th. The policy allows Anthropic to verify citizenship, and for verified U.S. citizens, it potentially reopens access to the restricted models. So even Americans who were abroad or using the models through international accounts may have had access disrupted. Roommate, and this ID verification system is the mechanism to restore it.
There are real privacy implications to requiring citizenship verification to access an AI model. The collection of identity documents creates a new data surface. Who verified, when, what they use the models for. And it sets a precedent that access to AI capabilities is contingent on demonstrating national identity. That's a new paradigm for how we think about software access, which has historically been governed by terms of service rather than citizenship verification.
The XAI story adds another dimension to this week's AI policy landscape. The DOJ has filed an argument that XAI's data center, Elon Musk's AI company, is vital to national security and should therefore be immune from an MBLACP environmental pollution lawsuit. The facility in question apparently has significant environmental impact on surrounding communities, and the DOJ is essentially arguing that national security interests override the community's right to sue over pollution.
That's a remarkable legal argument. It essentially weaponizes national security designation as litigation immunity. The precedent, if accepted, would allow any sufficiently powerful tech company with government contracts to claim national security status and thereby insulate itself from environmental accountability. I'm not aware of this argument being successfully used in this way before, and it's worth watching how courts respond to it.
The DeepSeek funding news belongs in this segment too. The Chinese AI company raised $7.4 billion in its first funding round at a valuation above $50 billion. This is significant context for the U.S. export control discussions. The premise of restricting AI model access is partly to maintain American competitive advantage, but DeepSeek's ability to raise $7.4 billion demonstrates that the Chinese AI ecosystem has substantial domestic and international capital access. The competitive gap may be narrower than U.S. policymakers assumed.
And Zhipu, another Chinese AI developer, saw its stock jump 48% in Hong Kong after JP Morgan raised its price target and downgraded rival Minimax in its favor. There's a Chinese AI sector sorting happening in real time, with winners emerging and capital concentrating. That sector development doesn't pause while the U.S. works out its export control framework.
The Cornell study on Reddit posts Poisoning A. I search agents deserves mention here because it connects to a different kind of AI security concern. Researchers found that malicious content planted on Reddit can manipulate AI agents that use web search as a tool. The agent retrieves the poisoned content, treats it as credible, and produces outputs or takes actions based on adversarially crafted information. This is prompt injection at scale, and it suggests that agentic AI systems have vulnerability surfaces that we haven't fully mapped yet.
Before we move on, this is also a good moment to explain some background context on what's driving all these regulatory discussions. The antitrust and competition law framework that governs tech is worth understanding because it shapes how regulators can respond to AI concentration. Here's how it works. Marcus, do you want to walk through the basics?
Sure. The foundational law is the Sherman Antitrust Act of 1890. Its core prohibition is straightforward. Section 1 bans agreements that unreasonably restrain trade. Think price-fixing cartels. Section 2 makes it illegal to monopolize or attempt to monopolize a market. Here's the key nuance that people often miss. Having a monopoly is not itself illegal. What's illegal is acquiring or maintaining that monopoly through anti-competitive conduct rather than by genuinely being better than your competitors.
So market share alone isn't enough.
Exactly right. A company could have 80% of a market, and that's legally fine if they got there by building a superior product. What gets you in trouble is exclusionary conduct, locking up suppliers so competitors can't access them, predatory pricing designed to eliminate rivals rather than genuinely reflect costs, or tying arrangements that force customers to buy products together. In the AI context, the relevant question isn't whether OpenAI or Anthropic or Google have large shares of the AI model market, it's whether they're using exclusionary tactics to prevent competition from emerging. That's the legal line regulators are trying to draw.